This is Nick Cassidy, Superintendent of Holland Public Schools. Happy Thanksgiving.
So here at Holland Public Schools, we have a lot to be thankful for this year.
I am so thankful to work for a district and work for a staff that is so committed to our kids and committed to our community. And I'm thankful for a community that is so supportive of us. And we've seen this time and time again between the partnerships that we have and also the support that we've had, even when we've gone to them for asks, for instance, the bond that we passed this fall. And I wanted to update on the work that we've been doing from the 2021 bond, which is with Heights and West are the big projects we have right now. Holland Heights is getting in the home stretch of finishing up and will be completed this summer in June, and students will return to that building in fall of 2026. And so we're so excited to have a state-of-the-art facility there that's going to match our nature-based instruction. Holland West is in phase one, which we demoed one section of the building, and they're starting to construct that, and it'll be done in phases over the next 2 years. For both of these buildings, we'll be adding an additional classroom per grade level. By the fall of 2028, we'll consolidate into three buildings with all three of our buildings, West Holland Language Academy at Jefferson and Holland West, all being updated facilities, and all of our buildings will have been updated thanks to the support of our community. Exciting news that we have right now is the 2025 bond passed, and the first project in that will be an update to our athletic facilities with our first football stadium in our school's history. We're in the planning process with that and should be able to share renderings out very soon and put them out for the community to be able to look at and provide some feedback on those. But we are so excited of how our facilities are really going to support our staff and students in what we're doing here in Holland.
This year, one of the themes that is recurring throughout the district is thrive. And what does that mean, and how are we going about helping students and families thrive at Holland Public Schools?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of great things in Holland, but we also know that we really need to push our students forward academically. And so our focus continues to be reading and math and reading and math achievement and strengthening core instruction and providing targeted supports for every student to grow here. But we also know that one of the things that has been holding some of our students back is regular attendance. So that is a huge focus in all of our schools, making sure we're getting students to school here and supporting them and helping break down barriers for families. And then the other thing too that we know is helping students thrive is engagement in extracurricular activities, and that's clubs, sports, performing arts, and making sure that every kid that we have here is connected to something outside of the classroom, because we know that kids who are connected are thriving in our schools.
Well, some big news this week. We have a brand new member of the Board of Education. Tell us a little bit about that.
Rebecca Skippers is joining our board, and she'll finish out Tim Marikine's term that would expire in November of next year. And she'll have the ability to run for re-election next November. She's coming to us with a background in education and has done a great deal of work with education advocacy at the state level, but also a lot of support for teachers and school districts too. We are really excited to have her, and we had, again, great candidates come forward for our board with interest in our board, and that's a great problem to have, of really engaged, committed community members and parents who want to get involved. So we're very thankful and excited for Rebecca to join our team.
Well, with all that's going on around the district, how would you say that Holland Public Schools is right for families in the city of Holland?
We are a small school where kids have opportunities that you usually only see in bigger districts. But with that, too, we have access for these kids to get into it. And we're, as a dad who's coming here and making, you know, my kids have access to everything I could hope that they have in a school district. And I'm just so thankful for that. And I know that that's a big reason why families are choosing Holland Public Schools.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nick. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. And I invite you to read the quarterly newsletter, which will be posted on the website.
Well, if you want to read that newsletter, or if you want to learn more about things happening around the district, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.